Simen Samach Stif Gimel. Say the brachas in Ma'akev. Shem Hiktim. Shnili Yishana. Yosef Deichoy Yosef Brachas. If somebody, for whatever reason, said Ava Rabba before Reitz Ma'ayres, or even said Bracha V'yaptiv before Kriya Shema, he is Yitzhak, because the order is not Ma'akev. It's a chiddush, even though we said Ava Rabba is a Bracha Smucha L'chavata, that the reason why he doesn't start with the Bracha to Hashem is because it is following Reitz Ma'ayres that does have Bracha to Hashem. But once Chazal said of the bracha of Abba Rabba without the bracha of Hashem, you can be yotze in that fashion, even if you did not say the bracha of yotze amoris beforehand. Sif Dalet, Yeshem Mishain, Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavon, of Yeshem Mishain Tzrichas Kavon. Last days, Fatsi Osem, Fatsi Asoisem Mitzvah, Vechein Halochem. It's a machlekes, whether Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavon or not. This means that before one does a mitzvah, he has to have in mind, I'm doing this to be mekayim the mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just as an act that happens to be the mitzvah and doesn't have a kavana l'shei mitzvah, according to this opinion, is not yotze, and the Shulchan Aruch says that's where we paskin, that you have to have kavana in order to be yotze the mitzvah. We're talking about, once again, the kavana of doing the mitzvah. As far as kavana to what you're saying by Kriya Shema, Be'os HaMozen, Kiddush, Shemon Esrei, so that we paskin that have kavanah, what the words you're saying, the perush of the words that you're saying, is definitely lachatchila always. But b'di'evid, if you didn't have kavanah yotze, except for the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, you have to have kavanah to know what you're saying, and also the first bracha in Shemon Esrei. There's a discussion about a mitzvah derabbanan, if we pass them there also, mitzvah tzrichas kavanah or not. Shavu brings a advaz that differentiates between the two, and he brings the Vilna Goyin and other achayim that say that even by mitzvah rabbanon, one does have to have kavana. So before doing a mitzvah, one should think that I'm doing this in mekayim the mitzvah of Hashem. The chayodim has a kula that if the act is clear that it's done l'shem mitzvah, either by the nature of the act, like putting on tefillin, which is clearly you're only doing that for a mitzvah, or is it the chiddush that even if you make a bracha before doing the act, that in itself is showing that you're doing l'shem mitzvah, but the other that works, and you will not have to do the mitzvah over again, even though you didn't have a clear thought that I'm doing this for the sake of the mitzvah. The president didn't realize he was b'chlam b'chuyiv in the mitzvah. For example, he thought it wasn't yontif, and let's say he took the lulav, but he thought it was erev yontif, and the like. Since he b'chlal did not realize that he was b'chuyiv in the mitzvah, here everybody holds that he's not yotzeh for mitzvah. There are many problems in this halacha, but like we're saying, this is the basic idea that one has to have kavanah before doing a mitzvah. If he did not have kavanah at all, and it wasn't clear that he did it l'shem mitzvah, then he has to do the mitzvah again. As far as making a bracha, over here, we pass him that since there are opinions that hold that the kavanah is not ma'akev, when he does the mitzvah the second time, should not make a bracha.